This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Northwestern Energy, Montana's single monopoly energy utility company, has just released its latest draft Integrated Resource Plan, or IRP, online at northwesternenergy.com. Under Montana law, regulated monopoly utilities such as Northwestern Energy must prepare and submit to the Public Service Commission an IRP every 3 years. These plans are supposed to detail how utilities plan to supply reliable and affordable electricity to their customers over the next 20 years. The IRP is a modeling exercise to help plan an electricity generation mix that can keep the lights on during the most extreme weather days of the year. The information that Northwestern uses to create its model, assumptions, inputs, constraints, and goals, have tremendous influence over the outputs that the model generates. As an investor-owned monopoly utility that spends money to build and maintain power plants and supporting infrastructure, charges ratepayers for those expenses, and then profits with up to a 10% return on investment, Northwestern has an incentive to plan for an energy system that will make it the most money, not necessarily one that will be the most affordable for Montanans. Northwestern's draft IRP projects an energy system that prioritizes coal and gas electricity generation plants, with small modular nuclear reactors planned when the Colstrip plant retires in 2043, according to the utility. Northwestern has almost completely excluded wind and solar from its 20-year planning scenarios. Northwestern Energy will be holding meetings to gather public input before submitting its IRP to the Montana Public Service Commission, the 5-member, all-Republican elected body tasked with protecting captive ratepayers. Northwestern Energy's public meeting in Bozeman is the first week of February, Wednesday, February 4th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Bozeman Public Library. Besides Northwestern Energy's public meetings, the PSC will also hold public meetings and gather comments. That process begins this week. 4 new hunting districts across Montana detected chronic wasting disease since July of last year, the Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says. The 4 districts were in FWP Regions 3, 4, and 6. Those regions cover the southwest, north central, and northeastern parts of Montana. The department announced that since July, there were 433 positive chronic wasting disease tests out of 8,500 tests, an increase from last year. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks said, "The risk of CWD going undetected increases, which can lead to significant long-term declines in wildlife herd health and hunting opportunities. Proactive management based on hunter-submitted data is the only way to help ensure Montana's big game populations remain resilient." Of the positive chronic wasting disease results, 250 were white-tailed deer, 179 were mule deer, and 4 were elk. The data helps biologists track where the disease is moving and guide where the agency might take management actions, such as an extended season on a particular animal or where to concentrate their sampling efforts. CWD is a neurological disease that elk, deer, and moose can contract, and it's neither a virus nor a bacteria. Instead, it's a transmissible spongiform encephalopathy, a naturally occurring protein called a prion that is not broken down by the animal the way it should be. The disease can be spread through contact with feces and other bodily fluids, and in herds of animals, it's easily spread. Importantly, soil that has been contaminated with any of those fluids can also infect other animals. CWD is always fatal to the creature, and animals can spread the disease long before they develop symptoms. There is no cure for CWD. Wildlife officials warn that meat from CWD-positive animals should never be eaten. About 30% of Montana's hunting districts have CWD-positive animals, and the state has invested significant resources into tracking the disease for nearly 30 years. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.